come as we are, in peace, or maybe in pieces, in hope, or perhaps in hopelessness. We know that you see our true selves, even when we do not. Holy One, Father, Spirit, Son, we long to be in your presence, to sing for joy to the living God. Amen. And those first songs. Let us pray. A prayer of praise. The appearances of Christ. Lord, we praise you because you have shown us that you are not a dead hero to be honoured and respected, but who cannot share our lives today. We praise you not only because you died to be our Saviour, but also because you rose again to be our Lord. That you were not only raised from the dead, but also you are alive and present with us, and you are our living Lord. We praise you for the sense of peace, hope, joy, and meaning with which your presence fills our lives. Lord, without you we should be lost, alone and without hope. Without your presence in our midst, our worship would be empty. Our Christian lives a meaningless experience, and our witness and service a pointless sham. We praise you for your appearances to your disciples in their ordinary moments of life and in their everyday lives. We praise you too for the way you have come to men and women down the centuries, and that you have come into their lives, into our lives too. Lord, because you are alive and in the midst of all we say and do and are, you enable us to declare the good news with joy and hope, and to do it for your glory. Amen. A prayer of confession. Lord God, we are sorry for the times we take our eyes off you and seek to do things in our own strength. We are sorry for the times we doubt that you can keep us on the straight and narrow. Forgive us, Lord, for all the times we are too quick to form opinions, too quick to judge others, the times we don't give people the benefit of the doubt, or fail to consider what they might be going through. Open our eyes to see and our ears to listen as you do. Amen. And a prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you that you are a forgiving God. We know that if we are truly sorry, you will allow us to wipe the slate clean and start over again. Thank you that we can bring our burdens to the foot of the cross and leave them there. Open our hearts, Lord, and fill us with your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And I'm going to hand over to Peter.
That's better. Good morning, everyone. It's a joy to be here. Thank you, Doreen, for leading us in our opening worship, and to the music group as well. Standing in the midst of us, our Lord Jesus. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful promise on this third day in November. The darkness and despair of Halloween give way to the light and hope of all saints and all souls, and that Jesus is the light of the world that shines bright, a lasting light. It will be Guy Fawkes night, won't it? Bonfire night on the 5th, and the fireworks will go off. We'll see the lights perhaps, but they'll be gone. But Jesus, the light of the world, shines on. And I just pray that in our worship today, as we've already said, we will know Jesus, the light, standing in the midst of us today. However we've come, we come to Jesus. Well, this week we've witnessed those terrible floods, haven't we, in Valencia that resulted in great loss of life and limb and property. And yet water is essential for life, isn't it? Water is essential for life. And our Bible readings today that I've chosen especially for today tell us of spring water that gives life and Jesus, the living water. And I'm just going to introduce our two readings that I've chosen. Firstly, we're led back into the desert wilderness with the people of Israel in the Old Testament reading from the book of Numbers. We remember how God had led his people by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And Moses was there at the front, leading the people. And he leads them to a place of refreshment. And then in the gospel reading, we'll hear about Jesus, the fountain of living water. And the scene from that reading is the Feast of the Tabernacles, which we celebrated and will be fresh in our minds. So we hear our two readings from Numbers chapter 21 and John chapter 7. Thank you to our readers.
First reading is from Numbers chapter 21, verses 16 to 18. From there they continued on to Meah, the well where the Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing about it. About the well that the princes dug, and the nobles of the lords, the nobles of the people sank, the nobles with scepters and staffs. This is the word of the Lord."
The second reading is from John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from them, within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. This is the inspired word of God. Amen.
Thank you, Frank and Barbara. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and take our lives. Take us deeper into the love of Jesus. Take us higher up in the school of wisdom, and take us further on in our walk with God. Amen. A man stood by a wishing well. He threw in a coin and made a wish. I want to spend the rest of my life in the arms of a wealthy woman. And like that, the wish came true. He was now a tiny poodle. Be careful what you wish for. Well, today, the Bible readings, the Word of God, invites us to think about what it is that we wish for, what our deepest longings are in life, and how we satisfy that thirst and longing. For we know that life can indeed be a dry, barren desert, much like the people of Israel were experiencing through their wanderings. And you'll know those times, won't you, as I do, where life is hard going, where the ground is stony and it's hard to make your way. When the heat of trials and tribulations burn down and stress and pressures are there. When there is pain and suffering, and where the joys of life, like the autumn leaves, have fallen away from you. Yes, life at times can be a dry, lonely desert. I wonder, as you come to church today and you think about your life or your family and friends and the situations in the world today, where are those barren places? Well, as we come, there is good news for us today in God's word. The people of Israel, wandering in the desert. They are stuck somewhere between the slavery in Egypt that they've been liberated from and the promised land that they are hoping and traveling towards. But it's out of sight. And so here in the desert, there is dissatisfaction, disagreement, disillusionment and death, with no sight of a wishing well. No wishing well, but as they journey and camp and journey and camp, they are being led. And they are being led to a spring of water that was hidden from their sight. They are being led to a well and a promise. The Lord said to Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." And that's the first point that I want to make today. It's the signal. Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Remembering that they were a huge crowd of thousands, and they were told, gather them together. You see, God had water to give. And it was not just for a few, but it was for them all. All were to drink. And I just want to highlight that word, gather. And it is an important word for the church today. Our thirst and longing might be deeply personal, but it is a common thirst that we have, and the longings that we have are the same as those beyond our walls. We do not thirst alone, and I think God is always saying, gather the people together. Gather the people together. There are springs of water in churches. And outside of churches as well, in our projects, in our charities. But it's gathering the people to these places where they can drink and find refreshment. And when you read the Bible, it's full of that call to gather the people together, whether it's on these desert plains or whether it was out on the hills of Galilee with the 5,000, whether it was with the crowds on the streets of Jerusalem at Pentecost, or those multitudes in those revivals of the past, in the times of John Wesley, where the call was, gather the people together. God is still giving that signal today. And it's important, isn't it, for us to keep extending that invitation. Come, let's come together, and let's be given this life-giving water. And in obedience, Moses did just that. He gathered the people. And then comes that wonderful word that Frank read to us from Numbers 21, verse 17. As they saw the water, Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing to it. Spring up, O well, sing to it." That is a wonderful image and wonderful words and an instruction. Sing to it. And they did. That's remarkable. Because Israel had nothing to sing about since the parting of the Red Sea, at least a year before. But now at the sight of this water, they had a song in their hearts, and hope was bubbling up within them like this spring. Because here was refreshment. They were not going to die in the desert. They were going to drink and live. So they sang and they sang and they sang. They quenched their thirst, and they had renewed hope and trust in God. And friends, here is a lesson when we are in that desert place. The spring isn't far away. The spring isn't far away. Here is a lesson. Sing to it. Keep hoping and trusting in God. Never give up. Never give up. Don't shrug your shoulders and say, oh well. Look to God and say, oh, there's a well. I come to you, I come to you, I sing my song, and that water will break open in the desert place. Spring up, O well, and sing to it. You know, when life leaves you speechless, sing to the well. Sing a song of praise and thanksgiving. And there is the breakthrough, isn't it? It breaks that heavy yoke, that weight. When we sing, you know, we're borrowing words of women and men who have written melodies and words and hymns from sometimes last century, sometimes from last year, whether it's the best of the old or the new songs. They are written out of a heart that has probably been in a desert place. Isn't that always true? When you read the background to some of these hymns of praises, they are from people who have, like Job in previous readings last month, lost everything. And yet they didn't lose their faith. They somehow sang to the well and were able to keep on trusting in God. And that inspires me, and I'm sure it has you as well. They were given a song to sing and invited others, you and me, centuries later, to continue the song. Here is living water. And of course, the living water we know is more than just this kind of spring water. It's living water. And that brings me to the third and final point. the supply. The supply. Jesus, the well of living water. On the last and greatest day of that Tabernacles festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow within them." And by this he meant the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to later receive. And of course they did so at Pentecost. In the desert, it was the princes and the nobles that used their staffs to dig that water. And it was on the Mount of Calvary where the cross, like a staff, was dug into the ground. And it was from the cross, from the blood of Jesus, where fountains of living water were sourced. I remember that hymn, "On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains opened deep and wide. Through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love." What an amazing picture for us. And on the cross, Jesus cried out, "I thirst, I thirst." Now we know he understands. He's been there. He knows what it is to thirst. And now on this side of Pentecost, Jesus has been raised and glorified. And the Holy Spirit has been given to you and to me and to the church. And Jesus is the fountain of every blessing, and streams of living water flow within. Greater than a spring in the desert, always available, never harmful water. His living water flows full and free. And friends, you and I are invited today as we come to receive bread and wine, and as we respond in our worship, will you come again to the fountain of living water, to Jesus Christ? Will you come here and bring that longing to him and let him fill you afresh? Come taste this living water. Jesus brings all that he is to all that you are. Jesus, the living water, breaks upon our lives, washes away our stagnant sin and shame, washes away our guilt, cleanses our hearts, and puts a right spirit within us. Such refreshment is ours today. Will we say yes this morning? And not only to receive, not only to receive, because this is a new way of living and giving. This is a river that flows out to others. We seek to pass on the cup of living water to others this week, that they too may be refreshed. So let's look at the three slides again. Beginning with the one, gather the people together. This is the signal. Let's continue to obey that signal. And let us find the song. Sing with hope. Sing with hope. And let us come to the supply, Jesus, the well of living water. Amen. And let us share in a prayer of response. Let us pray. Look down into the well and see your reflection. Look closer for the reflection of Jesus next to you. Jesus, fountain of life, I am thirsty. Won't you come again and fill me? Earthly things have left me dry, but you bring satisfaction. All I want is more of you. Create in me that river of water that flows full and free. Spring up, O well, and flow out of me today, that I may be a channel of your love and blessing to those I meet, to those I live with. Amen. Let's continue.
Our prayers for others. There will be a time of open prayer when you can pray silently or out loud for people and situations that are close to your heart. After each section of the prayers, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and please respond with, hear our prayers. Jesus has promised us that if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. And if we knock, the door will be opened to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you in prayer, that we can put into words all the things that concern us and worry us. We know you hear us and that our prayers will be answered. On the television news that has been dominated by the tragic scenes of the floods in Valencia, in that province in Spain, where a year's worth of rain fell in just a few hours. The land has been so dry that the soil could not absorb the rainfall, and rivers burst their banks, and torrents of rain and mud poured into the streets, washing away cars and trapping people in their homes. I found the situation particularly horrifying as we just recently spent a holiday in this region and travelled down that highway from Valencia to the south, where there had been the most devastation. It's a very important area for the cultivation of oranges and olives and rice as well. I didn't know they grew rice, but they do. We pray for all those who've been affected by this disaster, those who have lost loved ones, and the civil authorities dealing with a clear-up, and the army of volunteers who've turned out to help clear away the mud. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We also remember Storm Ciarán, which swept through our island last November. I was so sad to see on the local TV that some people have still not been able to return to their homes that were damaged by the tornado that ripped through the parts of our island a year ago. It just brings it home to you, doesn't it, how people are affected by these natural disasters. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the wider world. We also pray for the awful situation in the Middle East. We pray for an end to the conflict and violence in Israel and Gaza, and for the restoration of peace and reconciliation there. We pray for the hostages, for your mercy and protection for them. We pray for the hospitals dealing with the many injuries on both sides of the conflict. Father, we ask for your hand of peace to be over this region. Lord, in your mercy. At the same time, we pray for the people of Ukraine, where the war is still ongoing. And we thank you for charities who provide aid to refugees who've had to flee to neighboring countries. We also remember countries such as Afghanistan, Yemen, and Sudan, where the threats are man-made. We want truth and peace to prevail. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our church family worldwide. We remember the plight of Christians in countries where it's dangerous to worship God openly. We pray for persecuted Christians. Give them courage to keep on serving you and keep us steadfast in our faith. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our church family closer to home. We pray for our Superintendent Minister Dawn, for our Minister Peter, and Keith, who is the new minister who's come to St Helier. We pray for all retired ministers and our circuit pastoral workers. We pray for local preachers, our stewards and church officers, music group, worship leaders, technical helpers, and Sunday club teachers. And we thank you for messy church, messy bears, messy vintage. And the Open the Door team who go into our local school. And we also pray for the congregation at the parish church and the rector, Kirsty. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our families and friends. Half-term week has just passed. And we hope that many of you have had a chance to spend time with family and friends. Bless our time together. And we thank you for the security of being part of a family, for the opportunity to celebrate special family events and anniversaries. Bless our family members who are in England or even further away. And bless all those who will be travelling. We entrust them to your special care. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all members of our congregation, and we especially remember those who used to be part of our fellowship but are no longer able to worship with us due to frailty or ill health. We pray for God's healing touch to be upon them. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for those undergoing medical treatment, and for all who need healing. Give knowledge and skill to the doctors and nurses. And we thank you, Lord, for so many prayers answered, but we continue to pray for healing for all our church family and their families, as well as all known to us who are struggling with ill health. We pray that you will be with each one, giving healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we lift to you those who've been bereaved. Comfort them and give them strength at this difficult time. And I'm particularly thinking of the family of Sheila Pershaw and also the Goodell family. Lord, in your mercy. Please feel free to pray out loud or in your hearts for people and situations that are special to you.
just pray that whatever the outcome, we just pray for restraint and for peace on the streets, for harmony, Lord, and for unity, and your guidance, Lord, to all those in authority. Lord Jesus, you calmed the storm with the words, "Peace, be still," and we pray that, the people of the United States will hear your voice. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. And now let us join together in saying the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Doreen, on behalf of all of us for leading us in those thoughtful prayers. We will now bring our offerings to the Lord and dedicate them to him.
God, fountain of all blessings, we bring to you these gifts of money and those given by sacred order. We bring to you bread and wine for our communion, lives and gifts for your kingdom, all for transformation by your mercy and grace. May they bring the good news of Jesus, the fountain of living water. Amen.
We praise you, gracious Father, our Maker and Sustainer. You created the heavens and the earth and formed us in your own image. Though we sinned against you, your love for us was constant, and you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. Sharing our human nature, he was born of Mary and baptized in the Jordan. He proclaimed your kingdom by word and deed and was put to death upon the cross. You raised him from the dead. You exalted him in glory. And through him you have given your Holy Spirit, calling us to be your people a community of faith. And so with angels and archangels and all the choirs of heaven, we join in the triumphant hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, we praise you that on the night in which he was betrayed, our Saviour Christ took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, Father, after supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, and proclaiming his eternal sacrifice, we offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving as we declare the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Send down your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him forever, and bring us with the whole creation to your eternal kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. We join in saying together, Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. All are welcome at the Lord's table, and the steward will guide you forward. And if any would like to receive in your seats, we will bring the bread and wine to you. So come to his table, come thirsty, and find living water and his blood which washes away our sins, and be thankful. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all people. Amen. We hope you'll be able to continue fellowship in the hall afterwards, and we now sing our closing hymn, which takes us back to the desert, but also to the place of water and life. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. Amen. Me. The back, whether you'd like to come forward and just share with us what you've been working on together just before we go. About these things that you've been making?
We've been learning, we've made these with paper plates.
Oh, paper plates, yeah. And you've put a heart in the centre there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would it say on the side?
On the heart it says, love God with all your heart.
They're absolutely fantastic, and yours the same as well. That's brilliant. So you've been hearing about the love of God today and our call to love him as well with all that we have. That's absolutely fantastic. Wow, brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Oh, excellent. Well, we pray the Lord's blessing on you both, and well done for what you've done. Thank you for sharing.